Écoute, j'entends les idun dun dun. Tu parles. Tout tout.
Allô?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love and compassion toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your power and strength that is upholding us. Thank you for your interventions in our lives and situations. Thank you for your mighty hand that has helped us and healed us and delivered us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the battles you fought for us. Thank you for the arrows the enemy fired at us that you sent back to them. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for preserving our going out and coming in. Thank you for rebuking the spirit of death concerning us. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us against deadly diseases, against accidents and any form of injuries. Thank you, Lord. While we eat and drink, we have no problem doing that. Thank you for that. We thank you for we can move around, we can move our hands, we can move our legs, because you have given us good health. Thank you because all the organs in our body system are functioning correctly and perfectly because you have given us good health. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because we can breathe in and we can breathe out. We can enjoy good health. Blessed be your holy name. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for all the difficult problems in our lives that you solved. We thank you for all the limitations in our lives that you broke. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful for a season of new things, a season of new beginning, a season of new height, new glory, new dawn, and new greatness that you have put us in. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all the things that were not in line with your will in our lives that you have corrected. We thank you for making us to walk in perfect righteousness, perfect holiness, and perfect purity. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We also thank you for great and wonderful plans you have for us. We thank you because you have prepared before us a very great future, a very glorious future, and you're going to take each and every one of us into that future. Thank you, Lord. We are here in your presence to seek you, to pour out our heart desires unto you. We are here to call upon your name in faith, for we trust you alone to help us. Oh Lord, I ask that you intervene in our lives. I ask that you meet us at the point of our needs as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Do in our lives great miracles that are beyond our requests and expectations. In Jesus' name, have your way in our midst and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than our requests. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to worship God with songs right now. You are Yahweh, Alpha Omega. 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 You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha Omega. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none. There is none beside thee. There is none beside you. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. O our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Because in you lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know he owns my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because Jesus lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, he owns my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the dead to leave. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Sing hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 the Lord reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. Our God reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. How our God reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God and miracle worker, you are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, O Lord. Each set of days, you are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God and miracle worker, you are worthy, O Lord. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah for the Lord God only. Potent reigned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord God, omnipotent reigned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou
changes not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I've needed, I had provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
O Lord, my God, when I in wholesome wonder consider all the words thy hands have made, I see the stars, I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Went through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need.
They see drops round those are falling, but for the showers we bleed. These shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain.
Showers of blessing.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we bleed.
Showers of blessing once again.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we bleed.
One more time, showers of blessing.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us are falling, but for the showers we bleed. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we bleed. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 oh hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Lord God. Lord, we praise you. We praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. You are welcome. You are welcome into this place. You are welcome into our midst. You are welcome, you are welcome, you are welcome. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah,
to the Lamb of God,
hallelujah.
Begin to worship and bless His name. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the Rock of Israel, the Lord of Hosts, the King of Kings, the King of all the earth, the King of all the heavens, the King of all the underworld. Worship Him. He is the Almighty God. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the bright and morning star. Worship the Lord who is strong and mighty. The Lord who is mighty in battles. Worship Him, for He is highly exalted, and He reigns over all, and He rules over all. He controls times and seasons. He speaks, and His words come to pass. He decrees, and they happen instantly. Worship the King of heaven and the earth, the King of the universe. Praise Him for who He is. He cannot change. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot die. He is the everlasting Father. He is the everlasting life, the eternal life. Praise Him. He is the true Savior, the true Redeemer. He is the true Shepherd. He is the Holy God who loves us more than we love ourselves. Is the Holy God who loves us enough to give His life for our redemption. Worship Him and praise Him. He is the true light, and there is no darkness in Him. worship him for who he is. We praise you, Father. We are so grateful to have you as our Father. We are so grateful to have you as our Lord. We are so grateful to have you as our Shepherd. We are so grateful to have you as our Redeemer, our Restorer. We are so grateful to have you as our Helper. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. For you care so much for us. You care for us more than we care for ourselves. Blessed be your holy name. You have freely given us everything. And you will still give us so much because of your unfailing love toward us. We praise you, Father. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are our strength. You are our power. You are our rock of safety, our rock of refuge. You are our help in times of need. You are the one who rescues us from shame and disgrace. You are the one who rescues us from the mouth of lions. You are the one who fights our battles. We worship you, Father. We can trust you because we know you are ever faithful. We can depend on you because we know you are more than able to meet our needs. We praise you, Father. We know that we will lack nothing. We will lack no good thing because you are our sufficiency. We know you are able to bring things out of nothing. And you are able to multiply little to become surplus and excess. We worship you, Father, for who you are in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. We welcome you right here. Glorify yourself. Magnify yourself in our midst. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We're going to thank him more and more. You're going to pray like this. You can say, thank you, Father, for all your interventions in my life that have solved my problems. So thank you, Father, for all your interventions in my life and situations that have solved my problems, that have rescued me, that have delivered me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all your interventions I have received in my life that have rescued me, that have solved my problems. Thank you for all your interventions I have received in my situations that have solved my difficult problems. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the way you stepped into my situations. to help me and to deliver me and to rescue me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the way you intervened in my battles and you gave me victory and dominion. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for every good thing you have in mind for my life. Thank you for all your good thoughts concerning me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for every good thought you have in your mind for my life. Thank you for every good thing you have in your mind for my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the kind of thoughts you are thinking concerning me. Thank you for the thoughts you are thinking toward me. Thank you for I know they are good thoughts and not evil thoughts. Thank you for I know you are thinking about helping me. Thank you, Father, because I know you are thinking about blessing me. You're thinking about setting me free. You're thinking about transforming my life. You're thinking about moving my life forward. Thank you, Father, because in your mind, you're thinking about meeting all my needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for greater heights. You will lift me into in this year 2025. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, because you're going to lift me up into greater heights. You're going to lift me up into greater heights that are higher than where I am at the moment. Thank you, Father, because you're going to set my feet on a higher ground that is greater than where I am presently. Even a higher ground that is greater than my imaginations and expectations. Thank you, Father, because you shall do this in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the elevation you're going to do unto me. Thank you for the elevation that you're going to give me in this year 2025. Thank you, Father, because you're going to lift me up into greater heights that are beyond my dreams, greater heights that are beyond my prayer points, greater heights that are far beyond, far greater than my expectations and imaginations. Thank you, Father, because you're going to lift me up into greater heights that are beyond my heart's desires. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your angels that you have released to carry out your plans in my life in this new year. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your angels you have released to carry out your plans and your promises for my life in this new year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mighty angels that you have released to enforce the physical manifestation of your will for my life, of your plans for my life in this new year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, open up your heaven over my life as I journey through this year. Say, Father, open up your heaven over my life. And let every prayer that I pray answer instantly. Say, Father, open up your heaven over my life as I journey through this year, and let every prayer I pray answer instantly. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Open up your heaven over my life. In the name of Jesus, open up your heaven over my spirit, soul, and body. Father, open up your heaven over my environment. Open up your heaven over my career, over my calling. Open up your heaven over my family, over my marriage. Open up your heaven over every aspect of my life, such that every prayer I pray answers instantly in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be that every prayer I pray in this year be under your hopeful heaven. Let it be that every day of my life, every hour of my life, every week of my life in this year be under your hope in heaven. Let everything I do be under your hope in heaven. And let all my prayers get answered instantly as I journey through this year 2025. In the name of Jesus. And not only that, Father, let all your promises and plans for my life, let them happen so easily. By the reason of your open heaven, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost blindfold every evil high, every satanic and demonic high that is watching over the affairs of my life to hinder the will of God from happening in my life. You're going to say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost blindfold those eyes. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Continue to pray. So let the fire of the Holy Ghost blindfold every satanic high, every demonic high, every evil high that is watching over the affairs of my life, watching over the daily activities of my life, in order to stop the will of God from happening in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost blindfold them now. Let those eyes go blind right now. In the name of Jesus. Let those eyes go blind right now. In the name of Jesus. Let them go blind right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cancel and reverse every negative utterance that have been uttered into my life from the mouths of demonic and satanic beings. Every negative utterance, every negative word that have been spoken, that have been uttered from the mouths of demonic creatures, satanic personalities, begin to say, I cancel them now. I reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I reverse, I cancel, I destroy, I terminate every negative utterance, every evil utterance that have been spoken against my life, calling, and destiny by satanic and demonic people. I cancel and reverse those utterances right now. In the name of Jesus, I cancel them right now. I believe you're praying. By Satan, I cancel and I reverse them. every evil word, every evil utterance that have been spoken into my life by wicked people, I terminate them by the name of Jesus. I cancel them with the name of Jesus. I reverse them. I reverse those utterances right now by the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every altar of darkness that is sponsoring and enforcing evil to happen in my life. So let fire fall and consume those altars right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Let fire fall and consume the altars, both the altars and all the activities going on the altars, and all the rituals going on the altars. Let fire fall from heaven and consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic altar, witchcraft altar, marine spirit altar, serpentine spirit altar, every altar of principalities and rulers of darkness that is enforcing evil and negativities to be happening in my life, let fire fall right now and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall. In the name of Jesus, every invisible satanic altars and visible satanic altars that are sponsoring and enforcing evil to happen in my life on a daily basis, let fire fall and consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall from the throne of God and consume them all. Every altar of darkness in the hell, every altar of darkness in the graveyards, every altar of darkness in the deep sea, every altar of darkness in the forest, on mountain tops, every altar of darkness beneath the ground, beneath the earth, that is enforcing evil to prevail over my life, that is enforcing things that are contrary to the will of God to prevail over my life, let the fire of God locate them and consume them all. Let the fire of God locate such altars right now and consume them all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create the way out that my life needs at this time. The warehouse that my life need to enter into the promised land. Oh Lord, create that warehouse. The road that will take me from where I am now into my promised land. Oh Lord, create the way, create that road, create that path, the path that will take me from where I am now to the promised land you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, create that way. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, create the path. Create the road that will take me into the promised land that you have designed for my life. Just as you made your way through the Red Sea for the Israelites to be able to reach the promised land. Oh Lord, begin to create ways for me right now. Create the path that will take me into the place where my destiny will be fulfilled. Create the path that will take me into that height where my calling and destiny will be fulfilled. Oh Lord, create the path now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The pathway the road that will take me into that place you have already prepared for me, that place of glory, that place in glory, that place in honor, that place of honor, that place in abundance, that place of riches and wealth. Oh Lord, create the pathway that will take me to that place. In the name of Jesus. That place of greatness. That place of fulfillment of destiny. That place of manifestation of my destiny, that place where I possess my possessions, that place where I possessed my possessions. Oh Lord, create the way that will lead me there. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Even from where I am right now, oh Lord, create the way that will take me there. Open up the path that will take me to that place, into that promised land. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remember all your words of prophecies and promises concerning me. Also remember all the great things you have shown me in my dreams and visions that you would do for me. Remember them now in your mercy and begin to perform them in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Father, remember all your words of promises, all your words of prophecies, including the things you have revealed to me in my dreams and visions that you would do in my life. Oh Lord, remember them all and begin to fulfill them now. Begin to fulfill them now. Oh Lord, let this year be a year of fulfillment of your promises in my life. Let this year be a year where all your prophecies and promises concerning my life are fulfilled. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Yeah, because this year is a year of fulfillment of many prophecies and many promises. So I want you to pray this prayer very well. Pray this prayer very well. Say, Father, remember all the words of promises and prophecies you have spoken concerning me. Remember all the visions and dreams you have shown me and bring them all to pass. In the name of Jesus, fulfill your plans for my life by your mercy. Fulfill your promises for my life according to your mercies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal to me everything I am doing that is preventing the victory that I want from happening in my life. So, Father, reveal to me the things I am doing that is hindering the manifestation of the victory that I have been waiting for. Oh Lord, reveal them to me so that I can stop doing them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, reveal to me everything I am doing that is not allowing the victory that I need in my life to take place. Everything that I am doing that is prolonging the manifestation of my victory. Oh Lord, reveal to me so that I can stop doing them. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, reveal to me the mistakes I am making, the wrong things I am doing, the wrong attitudes and habits and character in my life that is giving power to my enemies, that is preventing my victory from happening. Oh Lord, show me those things now so that I can stop doing them. Reveal to me the mistakes I've been making for years, the wrong things I've been doing for years, the sin I've been committing for years, thinking it is not a sin, that I've prolonged the manifestation of my victory. Oh Lord, reveal them to me now so that I can repent. Reveal them to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And just as there are things you have to stop doing for you to become stronger than the enemy, and for you to see the plans of God get fulfilled in your life. So also there are things that you need to start doing. Yeah, so we have two sides to sin or disobedience or unrighteousness. Yeah, there is a sin of commission, and then there is a sin of omission. Yeah, the sin of commission is the sin you committed. Yeah, but the sin of omission is the things you're supposed to do that you know God wants you to do, but you're not doing it. Yeah, that is the sin of omission. So some Christians, they feel like, I'm not committing adultery. I'm not committing fornication. I'm not telling lies. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. So they think they are okay in their relationship with God. Whereas they are still guilty of the sin of omission, which is things they should be doing that they are not doing. For instance, they're supposed to be paying their tithes and offerings. They are not doing that. They're supposed to be doing evangelism, preaching the gospel. They are not doing that. Yeah. And many other things. Yeah, that they know God wants them to do. Yeah, that they are not doing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to start doing the things that you have been expecting from my life. Help me, Lord, to start doing them so that I can attain victory and I can see your plans get fulfilled in my life. I hope your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people, they know that God wants them to start praying for long hours, but they are not doing that. And they think God will still give them victory without them praying for long hours. Yeah. For people, they know God want them to fast, but they are not doing that. Yeah. So there are a lot of things God wants you to do that you are not doing. I'm just giving you examples. So begin to say, Father, help me to start to do the things you have been expecting from my life so that I can attain victory, and so that I can receive the manifestation of your plans in my life, so that I can receive the fulfillment of your plans in my life. So Father, help me to start doing the things you have been expecting from my life, the things you have been demanding from my life. Oh Lord, help me to start doing them now. Help me to start maximizing the 24 hours you have given me on a daily basis. Help me to start maximizing them for good works that you are expecting from my life. Help me to start making good use of the hours you have given me on a daily basis to do the things you have been expecting from my life, so that I can live a victorious life, and so that your will can be done in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to remain strong in times of troubles, in times of temptations, in times of challenges. You can say, I receive strength to remain strong. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Troubles will come, but they will not last. Challenges will come, but they won't last. Yeah, but what matters is that you remain strong when they come. Yeah, don't let anyone deceive you. Troubled times will always come. Temptations will always come. Persecutions will always come. There will always be people that devil will stir up against you to fight you and to provoke you to anger and to hurt your emotions. There will always be things like that. There will always be times like that. But what matters is that you are strong throughout those times. So begin to say, I receive strength to remain strong in times of troubles, in times of trials, in times of tribulations. So I receive strength to remain strong as I go through challenges and issues of life. I receive strength to remain strong in times of spiritual attacks, demonic attacks. I receive strength to remain strong in times of temptations and persecutions. Begin to say, I receive strength to remain strong in times of provocation. Even when the enemy is provoking me to manifest anger and to embrace anger, to embrace bitterness, to embrace hatred, I receive strength not to yield to the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. So I receive strength to remain strong in times of troubles, in times of negative situations, in times of negative issues of life. I receive strength to remain strong. I receive strength to maintain a sound mind. And I receive strength to maintain a peaceful mind, a joyful heart in times of trying times, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy and answer all my unanswered prayers. You can say, Father, show me mercy and answer all my unanswered prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I believe you have unanswered prayers. Prayers that are yet to be answered by God. Tell God to show you mercy and answer those prayers without delay. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me mercy and answer all my unanswered prayers. In the name of Jesus, show me mercy now. Show me mercy now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Usually the way you live throughout the first 3 months of a year will determine how that year will be for you. Yeah, the way you handle, maybe I should put it in this way, that the way you handle the first 3 months of a new year will determine how the entire year will be. Yeah, it's just like the aeroplane. You know, before the aeroplane flies up and gets into the sky, the aeroplane would first run. Yeah, there's a runway for the aeroplane. So the aeroplane will be moving slowly, slowly, and then at the point, the aeroplane will start moving with a very high speed. Yeah, and it is at that point it will now rise into the sky. Yeah, so the same thing applies to you in January, February, and March. Yeah, the way you run, the way you move, the way you live, and the way you position yourself in the first 3 months of a year will determine how the rest of that year will be for you. Yeah, so that is why you must make up your mind to be very strong and powerful spiritually. Yes, so that you would have built up enough strength to go through the rest of the year. So what I'm saying is that from this moment, make up your mind to grow strong and powerful, that is stronger than last year, and more powerful than last year in your spirit. I mean, in your spiritual life, you should become stronger and more powerful. Yeah, and you need to start now. You need to start doing things that will make you stronger and powerful from this moment. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that have been assigned to distract me from pursuing a stronger spiritual life. You're going to say, I bind every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me from pursuing after a stronger and a more powerful spiritual life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every spirit of darkness. Those spirits, they used to walk a lot within the first 3 months of every year. These spirits of distraction, they intensify their operations within the first 3 months, because they know that if they can succeed over you, they are likely to succeed over you throughout the rest of the year. Continue to pray. Say, I bind every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me from pursuing, from possessing a stronger and more powerful spiritual life in the name of Jesus. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of distraction that have been assigned to make me withdraw from activities, from exercising, that will lift me up spiritually, I bind them right now. They shall not be able to operate in my life in the name of Jesus. They shall not be able to distract me. They shall not be able to distract me in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I shall start this year, or I have started this year, and I shall continue with power in the name of Jesus. I shall grow in power in this year. I shall grow in authority in this year. I shall operate in power in this year. Beginning from this moment, I shall function in power. I shall walk in power. I shall demonstrate power in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of distraction assigned to distract me and to shift my focus away from spiritual exercises, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I have said it before that the spiritual world or the spiritual realm is all about who is stronger. It's all about who is more powerful. Yeah. And you cannot seek things in the realm of the spirit. You may be able to seek things in the physical realm. Yeah, you can pretend to be on fire. Yeah, like some people, when they look at you, they start to speak in tongues. They want to show you that they are on fire. Yeah, you can pretend to be powerful in the physical, but you can't pretend to be powerful in the realm of the spirit. It is either you have power or you don't have power. Yeah. So and the people in the spiritual realms, they know those that have power, and they know those that don't have power. So the demons, they know when you are stronger than them, and they know when you are not stronger than them. Yeah, so you can't fake things in the spiritual realm, because everything there is transparent. Everything there is yes or no. Yeah, everything there is straightforward. So you can't fake anything. Yeah, so if you're going to pray, you must be stronger in this year for you to see results. I mean positive results in your life, for you to see breakthroughs, for you to see progress, and for you to experience true deliverance or complete deliverance. Yeah, and for you to experience true victory and success. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine impartation of God's strength that will make me stronger than all my enemies. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine impartation of the strength of God that will make me stronger than all my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is either you are stronger or you are not. But I wish that you are stronger than them. And who are them? Your enemies. Continue to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive impartation of God's strength from heaven. I receive impartation of God's strength from heaven, from God's throne. Impartation of God's strength from God's throne. I receive the impartation right now to become stronger than the powers that have been stronger than me throughout last year. I receive impartation of God's strength right now to become stronger than them all. In the name of Jesus, I receive impartation of God's strength from God's throne to rule over powers of darkness that were oppressing me throughout the last year. I receive impartation of God's strength. Thank you, Lord. continue to pray. As you are praying, you are receiving the strength. I receive the impartation of God's strength from God's throne to rule over them all, to dominate them all, to oppress them all, to control them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I remembered some time ago, I was lying down on the bed, and this creature of darkness suddenly appeared in my room and laid its hand on me. It was as if a very big load was resting on me. And I was feeling weak, and I was feeling the kind of feeling you feel when you are dying. I could feel the hand of that creature. So that means the creature was very physical. Though I couldn't see, I was asleep. My eyes was closed. So maybe if I opened my eyes, maybe I would have seen the creature face to face, because I could feel the hand, I mean the touch of the hand. It was so real, so visible. So in that moment, I just used my spiritual hand. That was when I knew that your spirit also has hand. And I couldn't move. My body couldn't move, but my spirit could move. So I used my spiritual hand to hold that creature. Just the way the creature was holding me. So I also held that creature, and I said, I release the blood of Jesus. So immediately the creature just disappeared. It was as though nothing happened. All the load was lifted. I mean, all the load that was, the load of darkness that was pressing on me, suddenly everything disappeared. What I'm saying is that the point I'm driving at is that in the spiritual world, they don't care who you are. What they care about is, are you stronger than them? So they don't care your title. They don't care whether you're a pastor or you are an apostle or whatever. They are ready to destroy you if you are not stronger than them. Except you are stronger, they will not leave you alone. Until you show them that you are stronger, they will not stop attacking you. So I still want you to pray. The operations of the kingdom of darkness is going to increase in this year. Because God intentionally we let them have their way. Because God is angry with many people on hand as I'm speaking to you right now. So when God is judging people, what he does is that he will allow Satan to deal with them. So that is why there will be an increase of satanic and demonic activities in this year. So if you are not stronger than them, they will be able to hurt you. So I want you to pray. I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me up with your fire that is able to set me above all the forces and creatures of darkness. Again, Holy Spirit, fill me up with fire, baptize me with fire that is able to set me above all the forces and operations and creatures of darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, fill me up now. Fill me up now with enough fire. With enough fire. Baptize me with enough fire that is able to raise me above all my enemies. Enough fire that is able to raise me above all the forces of darkness, all the weapons of darkness, and all the reins of darkness. Fill me with fire. Fill me with fire. Fill me with fire. Fill my spirit with fire. Continue to pray. Fill my soul with fire. Fill my body with fire. Such that I rule in the spirit world. Just as Jesus is ruling the spirit world. Holy Spirit, fill me with fire so that I will also rule from inside of Jesus. So that I will also take charge of the spiritual world. So that I will also be in dominion in the spiritual world. Holy Spirit, fill me with fire that will make me function in dominion, that will make me operate in dominion in all the realms of the spirit, in all the realms of darkness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You need to have the ability to see demons and to see their operations. Yeah, because if you can't see them, how will you strike them? How will you kill them? How will you destroy them? So you need to be able to see your enemies. And you need to be able to know your enemy. Because how do you overcome an enemy that you don't know and an enemy that you can't see? Yeah, so you need to pray. There is a grace that can make you see your enemies. Yeah, let's say I'm fighting someone, but I can't see that person. How do I know? How will I be able to hit that person at a spot that will bring that person down? Yeah, so that is how spiritual warfare is. If you can't discern your enemies, you can't discern their presence, you can't discern their operations, they will rule over you, whether you like it or not. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the grace and anointing to accurately discern the presence and operations of darkness and agents of darkness around me, so that I will be able to conquer them. Say, Father, fill me with grace and anointing that will make me to be able to discern the presence of my enemies and the operations of my enemies, so that I will be able to conquer them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Without discernment, you cannot win in spiritual warfare. Without strong discernment, you can't win. Pray, say, Father, fill me with grace and anointing that will enable me to accurately discern the presence and operations of darkness and of agents of darkness around me, so that I can overcome them in the name of Jesus. Fill me now with the grace to discern. Fill me with the grace to discern the realms of the Spirit. Father, fill me with the grace, fill me with the anointing to discern the invisible realms. Fill me with the anointing to discern the realms of darkness that are all around me. Fill me with the anointing to discern these realms and be able to know my enemies and be able to strike them and conquer them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And do you know that a God will not open your eyes to see into the realms where your enemies are, the realms where your enemies operate from? God will not open your eyes to see into those realms if you are not full of faith. Yeah, if you are not full of faith. Yeah, if you are full of fear, God will not open your eyes to see the realms where your enemies are, because you'll be destroyed. Yeah, because the things that you will see is enough. The fear is enough to kill you. Yeah, but when you are full of faith, then God will open your eyes to see into the realm of your enemies. So as I said, place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, Holy Spirit, increase faith in me. Increase faith in me that will also increase my spiritual discernment. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, increase faith in me that also lead to the increase of my spiritual discernment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When faith increases in you, your spiritual discernment will increase at the same time. So Holy Spirit, increase faith in me so that my spiritual discernment will increase. in the name of Jesus. Increase faith in me so that all my spiritual senses will be activated. Increase faith in me so that all my spiritual senses will start to discern accurately in the name of Jesus. Increase faith in me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I hide under the wings of the Most High God. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I hide under the wings of the Most High God. And I am shielded from every attack, from every arrow of the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I take refuge under the wings of the Most High. I take refuge under the wings of the Almighty God, and I remain shielded from every attack on the enemy. I remain shielded from every arrow of darkness. I remain shielded from every plague, from every disease, from every virus. I remain shielded in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I hide every member of my family under the wings of the Almighty God. I hide every member of my family under the wings, under the shadow of the Almighty God. And they shall all remain shielded from dangers, from all evils, from all attacks of the enemy. I and my household shall remain shielded from all evils throughout this year. I and my household shall remain shielded and protected and preserved from all evils, from all troubles, from all arrows of darkness, from every disaster, from hell, in the name of Jesus. I and my household shall remain shielded under the wings of the Almighty God from all accidents and untimely death and sicknesses and diseases throughout this year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the stronghold of the flesh, the limitation of the flesh in me that is preventing my spiritual growth and maturity. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the stronghold of the flesh. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the strength of the flesh in me that is preventing my spiritual growth and maturity from happening. The strength of the flesh in me that is preventing my spiritual gifts from manifesting. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy the limitation of the flesh in my life. The limitation flesh have created in my life. The limitation self have created in my life. That is not allowing spiritual growth to happen. That is not allowing spiritual maturity to happen to me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that limitation. Destroy that stronghold right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there are many ways to tell lies. Some people think you can only lie with your mouth. You can also lie with your actions. And in fact, you can also lie with your dressing. With false beauty. Yeah, like some people who paint their face and they call it makeup. I think is it makeup or cosmetic beauty? Yeah, that is a lie. Yeah, because you are showing the world who you are not. Yeah, because by the time you wash away those things you have painted on your face, you're going to be different. Yeah, from who you were when you painted your face. And not only that, you know, every form of artificial beauty is also a lie, a false beauty. They are false because they are not how God created you. They are not how you came into this world. So every beauty that is not according to how you created, how you came into this world, how you were born into this world, is a lie. Is a way of you telling lies. Yeah. And not only that, I said you can lie with your actions. Yeah. You can do things that you don't really mean. Yeah, some people can say things they don't really mean in their heart. That is a lie. Yeah. So every form of hypocritical lifestyle. Yeah, when you are pretending to be who you are not. Yeah, it's also a lie. Yeah, when you are saying, "Oh, I love you, Lord. I can do anything for you. I can lay down anything for you," whereas you don't mean it. You were saying those words, but you don't mean it from in your heart. It's a lie. Yeah. So you're going to pray. In this year, you must stay away from every lie. whether the one you do with your mouth, or the one you do with your actions, or the one you do with your dressing, you must stay away from every lie. If you want God to be faithful in your life, and because God said to those that are not faithful, He will also show Himself unfaithful. And those that are crooked, He will also show Himself as crooked. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to live a life that is free of lies. The Holy Spirit, help me to live a life that is free of pretense, free of hypocrisy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, when you are something in the public and you are something else in the secret, that is a lie. And when you are appearing to be in good terms with someone, whereas in your heart, you are not in good terms with that person, you already hate that person, that is a lie. So Holy Spirit, help me to live a life that is completely free of lies, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, to live a life that is faithful, to live a life that is fruitful. Help me to live a life of integrity. Help me to live a life that is pure. Help me to live a life that is transparent. A life that is not hiding a skeleton in the cupboard. Help me, O Lord, to live a pure and faithful life. A pure and truthful life. Help me to live a life that is free of lies and pretense and hypocrisy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Help me to live a life that is pure. Help me to live a life that is transparent. Help me to live such life, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help me to become a Christian whose yes is yes and whose no is no. A Christian that speaks from the heart. A Christian that speaks in alignment with what is in his or her heart. Oh Lord, help me to become such Christian. In the name of Jesus. Help me to say what I mean. And help me to mean what I say. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points. And after that, we will round off the session. You're going to pray. I think during the last session, I talked about meditation on the Word of God. Yeah, I want you to know that there are things that the Holy Spirit have already made available in the church for us to draw power from. Yeah, things like fasting, and of course things like meditation on the Word of God. Yeah, and many other things like worshiping God through songs, praising God. Yeah, so there are things that has power in them, but those power will not just jump upon you. You have to engage with those spiritual things. Yeah, because the Christians of today are so lazy. So they're just looking for a power that will just come and jump upon them. They're not willing to engage with things that will give them power. So until you do those engagements, there will not be release of power. So you're going to pray. You're going to speak to your soul. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, you, my soul, shall engage with spiritual exercises, with spiritual activities that will give you power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, you, my soul, from today onwards, you shall engage with spiritual exercises, with spiritual activities that will give you power. You shall engage with spiritual exercises that will increase God's power in you. You shall engage with spiritual activities that will magnify God's power in you. You, my soul, you shall do things that will make God's power to grow in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. One of the things that the Holy Spirit is waiting for you to do so as to draw power from Him is self-denial. Yeah, self-denial. Yeah, some of you don't know that there is power every time you deny yourself. Yeah, but for those of us that do a lot of that, we know that there is power there. Every time you refuse to give your flesh what your flesh is asking for, you become more powerful. You get power from the Holy Spirit instantly. Yeah, the moment you kill the desires of your body, the sinful desires in your flesh, the moment you kill it so as to please God, you become more powerful. Yeah, if you want to confirm what I've just said, try it. Yeah, and start doing that, then you will confirm what I've just said. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to deny myself on daily basis. Help me to crucify the desires of my flesh on daily basis, so that the power of God can rise in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, help me to deny myself on daily basis. Help me to deny the sinful passions that flows through my blood. Help me to deny the sinful desires, the sinful emotions, the sinful feelings that flows through my blood, through my body. Help me to deny the sinful urges that flows through my flesh, so that the power of God can rise in me. Help me, Holy Spirit, to deny the works of the flesh, to kill the works of the flesh. Help me to kill pride. Help me to kill lust, so that the power of God can rise in me. Help me to deny my flesh continually on daily basis. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Another thing that you do or will do that will increase God's power in you is faith demonstration. Every time you demonstrate faith, both through your confession, your verbal confession, and through your actions, the power of God increases in you. Yeah, so this is not about whether you see a sign happen or not, or whether you see a miracle happen after you demonstrated faith or not. It's not about what you see. It's about what happens inside of you. So every time you demonstrate faith, the power of God increases in you. It's a natural law in God's kingdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to demonstrate faith through confessions of faith, through verbal confessions of faith and actions of faith, so that God's power can increase in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to demonstrate faith. Help me to demonstrate my faith in God. Help me to show how much I trust God. Help me to show how much I believe God through my verbal confessions and through my actions, so that God's power can grow in me, so that God's power can increase in me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to demonstrate faith. Help me to demonstrate my faith in God's word. Help me to practically demonstrate my faith in the Word of God. Through the words that comes out of my mouth and through my actions, through my decisions, through my choices, help me to demonstrate faith so that God's power can remain upon me, so that God's power can rise in my life, so that God's power can flow through my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Another thing that the Holy Spirit is expecting you to do, so that you'll be able to draw power from Him, is that you rest in God. Yeah. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yeah, so what does it mean to rest in God? Yeah, it means you surrender. You surrender to Him. Yeah. It means you hand over all your worries, all your cares. You hand over everything to Him. It's more like those that swim in the river. Yeah. So imagine you jump into a river, and then you just release yourself. You know, usually you have to keep moving your hand, your hands, to remain floating on the river, but now you just release all your body. You did not move any part of your body, which in this realm it means you're going to drown. Yeah, if you just jump into a river and then you don't swim, and then you just release yourself, it means you will drown. But that is not what it means in the spiritual realm. Yeah. In the spiritual realm, it means total trust in God. It means total dependence on God. Total reliance on God. So which means you just lose yourself to God. More like you just throw yourself on God and say, "God, take over everything about my life. Do whatever you want with my life. Control my life." Yeah. So that is what it means to rest in God. So it means you drop all the burdens, all the worries, all the anxieties, all the loads you have been carrying, you drop all of them, you put them all on God. And you say, "God, you take over my life. Yeah, you do as you please with my life." And that moment, the power of God will rise in you. So when you surrender all, then God starts his operations. Yeah, so when you hand over all to him, that is when God begins his operations in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to rest in God. Teach me how to rest in God, and help me to rest in God. Even as I go through this wicked world, even as I journey through this wicked world, this world full of ups and downs, this world full of uncertainties, this world full of challenges, Holy Spirit, teach me to rest in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, teach me to rest in God. Teach me how to rest in God. And help me to rest in God. In the name of Jesus, help me to forget all my troubles and worries, and help me to cast all my cares on Jesus. Help me to cast all my burdens on Jesus, and help me to surrender all the issues in my life to Jesus, and trust Jesus to take over my life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to hand over everything about my life, everything about my destiny, everything about my calling. Help me to hand it all over to Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Help me to hand over everything about my life, calling, and destiny to Jesus, so that I can be in perfect rest in Jesus. And so that the power of Jesus can take over my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercies and love and compassions and kindness toward us. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have released into our lives since when we have been praying on this platform. Thank you for all the miracles and breakthroughs and successes and victories we have received from you over the years. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, we have no doubt that you, who have done great things for us in time past, will in today do greater things. Therefore, Lord, We ask that you release your power that will create the answers to our prayers. Father, release that power into every life right here, right now, in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you step into the situations in the lives of your people, especially those situations that seems negative, that appears negative. O Lord, manifest yourself in the midst of those situations and make your miracle happen in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the power of God shall increase in your life. And all the powers of darkness that have been holding you bound shall lose their holds over your life in Jesus' name. The hand of God shall come upon you and shall lift you up above all your enemies and above all the realms of darkness that have been oppressing you. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. The name of the Lord shall be glorified, magnified, and honored in your life from this day onwards. In Jesus' name, the confusion that the enemy has sent into your mind to confuse you and to destabilize you, I decree that the fire of God remove that confusion now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that has been assigned to poison and pollute your heart, your mind against the word of God and against the faithfulness of God, every spirit that have been assigned to make you lose faith and trust in God, I bind them now in Jesus' name. I decree that your heart shall begin to trust God more than ever before in the name of Jesus. Your mind shall begin to believe God more than ever before in the name of Jesus. And your mouth shall begin to pray without ceasing unto the Lord more than ever before in the name of Jesus. And not only that, your mouth shall begin to worship and to praise God more than ever before in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God shall from today begin to move you into exercises, into doing exercises and activities that will magnify God's power and God's presence in your life in Jesus' name. And before the third month of this year come to an end, you shall be able to see the glory of God fill up your entire life in the name of Jesus. You shall be able to see the visible glory of God. Fill up your entire life before the end of March this year in Jesus' name. New things that will birth a new story shall begin to happen in your life from this day onwards in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.